Okay, let me describe a little bit of geography here. There is a street called the Mall that goes through around St. James Park in London. It goes directly toward this big traffic circle. The traffic circle sits in front of Buckingham Palace. And what has happened here this morning is that thousands and thousands of people waving British flags have moved along that street. They're now filling up the traffic circle, all in anticipation of William and Kate simply stepping out on a balcony to wave. Thousands of people eagerly waiting that. And one of the people out in the crowd is NPR's David Green, who's on the line now. David, where are you exactly?
Well, Steve, I'm sort of in the back of that traffic circle crowd, way in the back, behind. There are two groups of people, I would say. They're the people who, as soon as the carriage passed with the new royal couple, they rushed as quickly as they could possibly do it to get towards Buckingham Palace. And then there are the people who tried to sort of take a breath and stay behind, have a glass of champagne and sort of sit out and take a breather for a few minutes. And I'm kind of back behind in that group, not in the throng.
And David, Renee here, let's hear from a few of the people in the crowd that you've been talking to.
Yeah, I want to put you on the line briefly with a young woman named Rebecca Wells. She was here with her sister and father. They've been here since the wee hours of the morning. Rebecca, meet Steve and Renee.
Good morning to you.
Hi.
Good morning. Morning, Rebecca. Well, tell us, how was it everything you hoped for?
Yeah, we didn't expect to see an awful lot, and what we did see was fantastic, so we're very pleased.
And that sound behind you is, do you know?
I think that's a media helicopter, sorry.
Of course. Well, let me tell you, only because I think you might have a comment on this, what did you make of the dress?
It was gorgeous. The little of it that we saw from where we were standing, she was, when she went past the first time, she was sitting in the car, and then when she came back, she was in the carriage. But everyone's got broadband, and we've seen pictures whilst we were standing in the crowd. And yeah, it's stunning. Very, very pretty.
Rebecca, I'm wondering if part of the pleasure here is really not what you're going to see, because as you point out, you don't see very much, but it's a party. You're in the park, you're with thousands of other people, it's kind of a celebration.
There are thousands of people sitting in the park now in small family groups, friends and families, drinking champagne, eating strawberries, being British, enjoying the bit of good weather that we've got.
Ah, this counts as good weather, the overcast skies in London.
Well, also this is
it's
big
quite warm for this time of the year.
Okay, that's good, that's good.
And it's a big
it's
day
raining.
Off, too, for everybody, isn't it? I mean, the whole country is allowed to take the day off, more or less.
Yeah, we've got a public holiday, so... it's always a reason for a celebration.
Rebecca, thanks very much. Appreciate it. If you could hand the microphone back to David Green there.
I'm back here, and I should add, Stephen, Renee, that I spoke for a while sitting on the grass with the Wells family, and one thing they also said was that the couple really made this an accessible wedding over the last couple weeks, and they really appreciated that. They felt like they could be part of it, that they felt like they could sort of see everything. They released details about the ceremonies, and sitting out here in the grass, they piped in the sound of the ceremony. So even though Westminster Abbey itself was closed off to just those 1,900 or so wedding guests, people on the guest list, the people out here in the park today felt like they were really part of it, singing the hymns as they heard it, saying the prayers, and so people really wanted to be as close to it as they possibly could.
I want to quickly bring in one other voice here. NPR's Philip Reeves helped us with the play-by-play of the wedding ceremony earlier today at Westminster Abbey. And Philip, I want to put you on the spot just a little bit here, simply because you're a man of the world, you've been a war correspondent, you've covered conflicts, you've covered dramatic historic events around the world, and now you've been watching this wedding. And, you know, you're a reporter, I get that, but I'm just curious, you're also British. Did you get a little excited, a little teary-eyed at any point here this morning?
Actually, my family, Steve, originates from New Zealand. That's where my parents and grandparents are from.
Oh, New Zealand. Okay. British Empire. British Empire.
They're still part of it. Yes, absolutely. Well, what I was very impressed by, I mean, you can be very enthusiastic about this institution or less so. But the reality is that when you actually see an event like this, it is just deeply impressive at some level, which is probably beyond explanation. The sheer history involved in it, the pageantry involved in it, and I think also on this occasion, in contrast to previous royal occasions that I've seen over the years, I was a cub reporter for a local paper when Charles and Diana were married, and I think one thing I would really sort of strongly emphasise is that this had intimacy about it, Steve.
Okay.
And that was the difference. And I think for the monarchy, they will view this as a great success for that reason. It's going to make it a much more popular institution, at least for a while.
Okay, thanks very much. That's NPR's Philip Reeves, along with NPR's David Green, covering today's royal wedding in London.